This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Japanese radio equipment maker ICOM Inc. said on Thursday that it was investigating reports that two-way radio devices bearing its logo exploded in Lebanon. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Handheld radios used by armed group Hezbollah detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon's south, just one day after similar explosions of the group's pages. Lebanon's health ministry said 20 people were killed and 450 injured on Wednesday. The death toll from Tuesday's explosions rose to 12, with nearly 3,000 injured. ICOM said it was not possible to confirm whether the radio product, reportedly related to the explosions, was shipped by the company. Sales of the device were reportedly discontinued about 10 years ago. ICOM has previously warned about counterfeit versions of its devices circulating in the market, especially discontinued models.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. Springfield, Ohio was transformed overnight into a target for the nation's vitriol by Republican Party candidates Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Former President Donald Trump and his running mate Senator J.D. Vance have drawn attention to Springfield, Ohio's 15,000 Haitian immigrants, with rumors that they're eating neighbors' cats and dogs and are in the country illegally. And the unsubstantiated claims continued at a Trump rally in Uniondale, New York on Wednesday.
32,000 illegal immigrants come into the town.
But Pastor Andy Mobley, who runs a Springfield food pantry, says the city's residents are good people. The arrival of Haitian immigrants to fill manufacturing, distribution, and warehouse jobs in Springfield has put a severe strain on local resources. And he says people are hunkered down out of the public eye, and they're hoping the attention will blow over. I'm Donna Water.
This is VOA News. Three Palestinians were killed and four others were injured by Israeli fire during a military raid in the occupied West Bank, the Palestinian official news agency WAFA reported on Thursday. In response to United States President Joe Biden, Sudan's army and paramilitary rapid support forces have said they are open to peaceful solutions to a conflict that has killed more than 12,000 people and created a devastating humanitarian crisis. David Doyle has more.
Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces had shared power after staging a coup. But in April last year, competition between the two erupted into open warfare. On Wednesday, Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Burhan said the Sudanese government remains open to all constructive efforts aimed at ending the war. Early on Thursday, RSF leader Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo followed suit and said it believes the path to peace is through dialogue. Both men traded blame, however, for failing to end the conflict. They have not outlined specific steps towards peace. A UN fact-finding mission said earlier this month that both sides have committed abuses that may amount to war crimes.
David Doyle for Reuters. The coming winter will prove the sternest test yet for Ukraine's energy grid since the beginning of Russia's invasion, according to International Energy Agency's Executive Director Fatih Birol.
As you know, when the temperatures drop, energy demand increases, and this could be a major issue for electricity and for heating in Ukraine. Not only for the homes, but for the hospitals, for schools, for the communication networks, we may see huge implications, and this may lead to some consequences beyond the energy sector.
Ukraine has lost more than two-thirds of its electricity production capacity since the Russian invasion. Amid economic distress, Sri Lanka seeks change through coming elections. VOA's Anjana Pasricha reports.
A significant number of uncommitted voters is making it hard to forecast the outcome of a crucial election, which will shape how Sri Lanka copes with the challenge of ensuring political and economic stability. Sri Lanka will hold elections for a new president Saturday in the first polls since massive popular protests ousted former president Gotabaya Rajapaksa at the height of a crushing economic downturn. The country's 17 million voters will choose between three main contenders: President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who was elected by parliament. His main challengers are opposition leader Sajith Premadasa and Anura Dissanayake, head of a Marxist-led coalition. Anjana Pasricha, VOA News, New Delhi.
I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.